This is a book typical of many. It is called Sex Jungle. I would like to read you a passage from this book, not because it is particularly obscene, but because it portrays a philosophy that is aimed at our young people. Sex, that's a kick. Sure, damn good one. A guy can't ever get enough of that. Drinking, that's another kick. An okay kick. Marijuana, sure. M's good, too, if you don't let it get the upper hand with you.
Expanding, safer to use than alcohol. It's the in thing, the hula hoop of the jet generation, and as much a part of growing up as smoking corn silk behind the back fence. Such are the myths concerning marijuana, myths that lull thousands of young people into experimenting with a noxious weed. The facts are otherwise. Marijuana is an intoxicating, mind-muddling drug. Its use can lead to abnormal behavior, to psychological dependence, and to abuse of other drugs. The human brain, after all, is made for thinking, not fumigating. It's hardly a tinker toy for experimenting with drugs.
This is John Smith, honor student, football star, Vietnam veteran. Yet somewhere along the way, he chose the road to anarchy and self-destruction. Now, why should a normally decent, normally intelligent young person like John Smith choose the road to communism over America and freedom? For one thing, our youth of today are the object of the most extensive, intensive, diabolical campaign ever conceived. Organized and directed by our and their worst enemies. On many of our nation's platforms, radical speakers make a well-paid living going around, many of them subsidized by the communists, telling our young people what's wrong with America.
Yes, you'd be more shooting than looting. That's the only thing I agree with. Black folks trying to loot when they should be shooting. If you're going to loot, loot your gun store.
Rabble-rousers like Raph Brown calling on student bodies to carry guns. Well, as you can see, words breed guns and more guns, retaliatory guns, bombs, and killing.
And not by our friend John here, so far. In fact, he's a prime example of what's wrong today. To begin with, he's a victim of irresponsible parentage. He has missed the stabilizing influence of a good home and religious upbringing. He has been listening to the wrong people. He has gone in for drugs, loose morals, and wanton destruction. He blames it on what's wrong with America. Well, maybe it's time some of us should start reminding him what's right with America.
Hey, what's going on here?
All part of this freedom of filth. Filthy language, no decent person would speak. Filthy books and magazine, no decent person would read. To create an atmosphere of general acceptance to all kinds of degeneration. And to sell their propaganda, they need a lure. The fast buck, huh? It's lure enough for certain types of publishers, producers.
Then for the younger generation, the lure, of course, is free sex. Because it makes light of marriage and breaks down the institution of the home quicker than anything else.
That was a big kick. What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Heroin, H. There was something to be said for that. I'd tried it. But horse isn't such a good kick because it takes more than it gives. And before long, you use it and you don't get any kick.
There are certain circumstances I could explain to you sometime when you're not engaged with that cigarette.
This?
Yeah, it is marijuana, isn't it?
It's only a question of time before it's legalized. It's not smack, you know. I don't go for heroin.
No, no one goes directly to heroin. But nearly everyone on heroin started with marijuana. That's why there are people that want to legalize marijuana. They figure if they can get the young people of this country onto hard drugs, they can destroy your generation, or in this generation.
One joint wouldn't do all that much unless it was pretty powerful, but I think if you just wanted to relax a little bit, that's why a lot of people smoke.
Communist.
Now, Doc, let us not get uptight.
The drugs have already gotten a frightening hold in this country, mostly on our young people.
A coffee house is a great idea for kids. You know, a place of our own without a lot of parents peering down our backs.
In an age of questioning. They're looking for answers, and the home maybe aren't interested in your concerns as much as your fellow students would be.
They throw them flying, but a joint usually always takes you high, gets you high, and a martini, you just feel a little bit better. You don't really get the point where you can't drive a car or anything.
Freedom of filth.
Tend to attract a rather circumscribed clientele. There are a group of cool people on campus, not meaning it derogatorily, but just people who consider themselves swinging. And if you consider yourself swinging, well, you just have to go to the coffee house.
Marijuana? Well, I think it's a good thing.
The idea of a coffee house in a church is kind of strange, but it's really worked out very well.
Marijuana, all the further away she stays, the better.
I think that the Brethren Coffee House is a great place to go.
The communist line.
Drugs are the reason why our crime rate is climbing 10 times faster than our population. Well, this is a nation that's in serious trouble.
Or at least that's the way I look at it. I'm brainier than a lot of gang guys. I spend a lot of time thinking. Maybe I should have been a professor.
I am Sam Hardin. History department, Miss University.
Sure. But the single, all-out, deadly purpose is the destruction of this country. See, our enemies, headed and masterminded by worldwide communists, movies and stage shows, no decent person would sit through all of this filth. To what purpose?
Fast buck, I suppose.
No, that's not the purpose. That's the lure.
Lure?
They found out that they can't destroy us from without until first they weaken us from within. And John, they think they can do it.
Sit down, Doc.
What did you say?
I said sit down. Those are our commandos out there. Well, wake up, Doc. This country's already over the brink. It's down the drain. You talk about an America that no longer exists. Oh, try it, Doc. Don't be a hero with a broken head. Hear that out there? That's your generation going down out there. Don't fool yourself into thinking that we're just a few. No, we've got chapters on more than 200 campuses. And we've got more than 40,000 members, a bunch of them right out there. So a beautiful gullibility. You're stupid, do nothing about it. That all helps us wreck your establishment. Baby, we are the new revolutionaries.
End of quote. I repeat, my friends, I have not shown you these pictures and quoted from this material merely to shock you or make this presentation sensational. It is only to show what is openly available on your newsstands. And think of this. What you have just seen is not the worst material available. And yet, even this required editing to make it suitable to be shown in this film.
Filth.